Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Present or...
President Trump visited the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier at Arlington National Cemetery this morning. He was there to mark Veterans Day, a day set aside to honor the millions of men and women who have served in our nation's military. And one of those vets is Paul Rykoff, who served in the Army in the Iraq War. And when he came home, he founded Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America. Paul, welcome back. And before we get into the issues of the day, I do want to thank you for your service and also give you the chance to reflect on what your service has meant to you personally over the years.
Well, I think like most veterans, my service is not about me. And there are over 20 million veterans of all generations in this country, and it's about all of them. And also recognizing there's never been a more volatile Veterans Day in our lifetime than this one. But veterans are hardwired to be leaders. I quote Mr. Rogers a lot on my podcast, and he always says, look for the helpers. When things are bad, look for the helpers. Well, look for the veterans.
Well, I do want to go back to what you said about this being the most volatile Veterans Day in your lifetime. Tell me more about why. I assume you're referring to this tumultuous election that we've just gone through, and now President Trump refusing to concede the election that he clearly lost.
Yeah, I'm talking about the last 4 years. I mean, this has been the most divisive, most damaging, most corrosive 4 years of my lifetime. And I think that anyone who's a veteran is always focused on national security. And the thing that I'm most concerned about, and I think most veterans are concerned about, is how this impacts our national security. When our enemies see us divided, when they see the president firing senior leadership at the Pentagon, when they see a refusal to create a transfer of power that's peaceful, our enemies are celebrating. And every time Americans are fighting, whether it's on Twitter or in the streets, our enemies are celebrating. So I think that is the issue that is paramount to veterans right now. Of course, we want to talk about the issues of homelessness and suicide and so many others. But our country's in crisis right now. And I'm hopeful that veterans can be a part of the bridge that gets us through this and takes us forward.
Paul, when a president refuses to step up and acknowledge that he has lost an election, I mean, there's not a lot of precedent for that, frankly. But how does something like that go over with the men and women in the military? Have you been hearing just like, what does that do for morale or the mood among the troops?
Terribly. Now, look, troops are not a monolith, and Trump's got plenty of support within the military,
he does
in any other population of America. But I think most free-thinking, independent veterans of all political backgrounds are very, very deeply concerned, troubled, and outraged. You know, folks in the military follow the rules. We follow precedent. We're disciplined. And we try to go by the book as often as possible because we know that process and standards are key to excellence. And when a president totally blows that up, it undermines our national security. It impacts morale. And it takes our eye off the ball. And we know in the military that the commander-in-chief, the leader of the unit, is uniquely responsible. He creates the command climate, as we call in the military. And he's created a very dangerous command climate, and it looks like he wants to extend it into the future. So the election wasn't even the fourth quarter. It might have only been the third quarter. And we're looking at another fourth quarter and maybe multiple overtimes before we can get through what I think is the battle of our time. It's a battle for the soul of our country and for the future for our children.
Well, as you know, President Trump fired Defense Secretary Mark Esper this week. He also removed several other senior Pentagon officials. There's a chance that more could be on the way. I mean, what do you think the president's end game is here? Why dismantle the Defense Department, you know, ostensibly on the way out?
I'm not going to get to his motives, but I'll get to the impact. There are a few things that you could do that would be more disruptive to our national security than fire our Secretary of Defense right now. Trump has effectively fired our Secretary of War, which is what it used to be called, in a time of war. And it's the fourth secretary that we've seen go out. So imagine at your job, if you had four different bosses over the course of 4 years. Now imagine if your job was war. That's what's happening to our military right now. And there are a few things that are more catastrophically damaging to our national security than what he's doing right now, not just at the top in the Pentagon, but he's cleared out second levels, third levels of the Pentagon at a time when we need the Pentagon to be a source of strength and stability.
Meanwhile, President-elect Joe Biden is making plans to occupy the White House come January. What are the biggest challenges that he's going to face on day one with veterans, and how does he heal what you say is a damaged organization?
The number one priority is COVID. COVID is killing thousands of veterans, an unknown number of veterans. Many more are getting sick by the day. So I think the top priority for veterans this day is defeating the virus. It's taken
an unknown number of Is Joe Biden up for the task that's ahead of him?
We'll find out. But it can't be just Joe Biden. Joe Biden, like any good leader, has got to galvanize the country in a time of war. And I think we are at war against the virus. We've never been unified and united against that virus. Joe Biden has an opportunity to do that. It's a moral priority, but it also can be the fight that unites this country when we need it most.
Paul Rykoff, Army veteran who served in the Iraq War, also founded Iraq and Afghanistan Veterans of America, also the host of the podcast, Angry Americans. Paul, thank you. Happy Veterans Day. And again, thanks for your service.
You got it. Thanks for the service of focusing on these issues, not just now, but every day. Your show has been fantastic about making it every day Veterans Day.
And before we go, let's take a moment here to listen to a little more from today's ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery. And to all those listening who have served in the military, thank you for your service and for your sacrifice. You're listening to Here and Now.